Hello and welcome to episode 11 of this podcast. My name is Caleb Hardwick, and joining me here in the dump is the rest of my family. Let's begin with Ms. Carla Hardwick, my lovely mother.
Hello.
How are you doing today? This.
I'm wet.
You're wet.
I just got out of the shower.
Is that where all that's coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm dripping on you.
And also here, of course, are my brothers Noah and Seth. Who wants to go first?
Hello, I'm Noah.
Howdy, I'm Seth.
And this is going to be a special episode. I think I've said that in three straight episodes. This is part two of a special edition of this podcast in which we are basically going to do something like a audio vacation slideshow, I guess you could say. In which you are going to endure recalling what we did on our vacation. Not really
Woo-hoo!
A vacation.
It's going to be fine.
Our one-night weekend trip to Memphis that everybody, I'm sure, is wondering if we even got there safely. Because the cliffhanger on the last episode was that we may or may not have run out of gas along the way. So
oops.
We'll definitely detail that as soon as we can. But first, what's been going on? Anything new? Anything exciting happening in the last couple days?
I made a disappointing grade on my environmental science.
Oh, really?
Only a 98.
Only a 98?
I know.
I'm so ashamed of my homeschooling son.
Yeah, I know you can do better than that, Seth.
I didn't get over 100% this time.
I know you can do better. Mama, what about you? What have you been doing?
I went to the grocery store, and I found canned milk for 25 cents.
Cool.
I live such an exciting life.
I'm so happy for you.
Wow.
Let's get into the more interesting stuff.
Caleb, what did you do?
Well, I worked on this podcast. I helped the chicken coops today. And stuff like that. So, yeah, not much more interesting. But we do have some pretty interesting stuff. When we last left off on the podcast, we were...
Previously on the podcast.
Thank you for interrupting me. When we were last on the podcast, we left off with us with the gaslight coming on, I believe. And we were starting to wonder if we were ever going to find a gas station. So
we missed two exits.
Yeah, and I think it's only fair that we fill everybody in on at least whether or not we made it to Memphis at all.
We did!
Spoiler alert, we did. We got gas. I don't know. Where were we?
I do not know. There was some big truck stop. That's all I know.
Somewhere on I-40 in eastern Arkansas. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah. So we were... well on our way after that, and we reached Memphis in that afternoon, and I think that's the first thing we did was we checked into our hotel.
Yes.
And that went off completely smoothly?
No.
It didn't?
No.
Okay.
I just found out we stopped in Earl.
Oh, yeah,
did
it
we?
Was. It was
yes.
Earl, Arkansas.
Very good.
Yeah. No, when we got to the hotel, we were supposed to have a room that was a suite that had a separate bedroom. You know, to accommodate all four of us. And when we went in our hotel room, that wasn't what it was. It was a bigger hotel room, but it wasn't the one we asked for. That was disappointing.
But we've solved that problem.
Yeah. I'm going to brag on Comfort Inn and Suites. They accommodated us and they actually gave us another room. So we had two hotel rooms. And that was plenty big for the four of us to have two hotel rooms. So, yay, hats off to Comfort Inn and Suites in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, so then we kind of left our stuff there in the hotel room, and we headed towards the concert hall. And that, too, I think, went off completely well.
First, we went to Popeye's.
Okay, whatever. That's not an important part of the trip. But after that,
food is always an important part of the trip.
I was going to beg to differ too.
Well, I didn't
Food's
get
very
any,
important.
Well, I didn't get anything to eat there, so it wasn't important to me. But then we started heading toward the concert hall, and then yeah, that too was flawless. If I remember correctly. Remember, I'm living in an alternate reality. So
apart from the two ways to get there, and both of them had wrecks. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I remember that now that you mention it. But
you didn't mention the fact that your mother freaks out anytime we're stuck in traffic.
Yeah. So, okay, so maybe you're right. Maybe we did sit in traffic for like 25, 30 minutes. I don't remember.
Minutes? Hours.
Was it?
It felt like it.
It really? 25 hours?
It was about 15 minutes.
But we eventually did get to the concert hall, and then we found somewhere to park, and we walked. So the concert, let's break into that. What is some memorable moments from the concert?
Finding out that after I parked in the, what was it that we parked at?
A Savers or a Save-A-Lot or something
Save-A-Lot,
like that.
Save-A-Lot, that there was a sign that says no parking unless you're a customer or something like that.
I don't really consider that to be any exciting by any means.
It was kind of scary to me because there was a cop right behind me and there's a sign right in front of me and I was between the two.
But if you don't remember from the last episode, we went to see the bands Reliant K and Switchfoot. So Reliant K came out first and they did a pretty good set. They did a long set.
Yeah, it was a long, like almost, I think, 18 songs or something. It was about as long as their album, actually.
Yeah, it was, you know, and I don't know Reliant K that well, but they did almost all the songs that I do know.
I was honestly getting tired of Reliant K. I enjoyed the first dozen or so songs, but then after that, I was kind of ready for them to stop.
I was only because I was excited for Switchfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. What was your favorite part of the Reliant K set?
I don't know if it was my favorite part or not, but it's always interesting when your whole chest hit that deep bass thump, you know, and your bone goes boom.
Are you sure you weren't having an AFib moment or something?
It's possible.
Yeah.
I thought they were loud.
They were definitely loud, but I was pretty close to the stage, and I had concert earplugs in, and I still thought they were loud, so whatever. Yeah, I'm that one lame guy who wears earplugs to a concert.
I actually saw a lot of people with
them. Did you really?
I wish that I had worn
I did not notice
earplugs.
At all. But Noah, what was your favorite part of that?
I mean, I liked the opening song. I think it wasn't High of 75.
Uh-huh. I liked that they opened with that one.
Yeah.
And it was. It was like High of 75 that day.
Yeah. It's true. I think my favorite part was when somebody was throwing something on the stage. And the lead vocalist said something like, I thought that was going to be a cell phone with the sports app open telling us the score of the Browns game or something like that. Anyway, it seemed yeah. clever at the moment. But yeah, I thought, I guess I was expecting something. But anyway, then after a good...
Hold on. I will say I'm a little confused by the way it ended because they ended with...
On Deathbed.
Deathbed, which the... album version of that song features John Foreman,
which is the lead vocalist for Switchfoot.
Yeah, so he came out on the stage to sing the part at the end of the song that he sings on the album, and then he didn't sing it.
That was very strange.
Yeah, he started to sing it, and then he stopped, and then it was kind of like no one singing for just a moment, and then Matt, which is the lead singer for Reliant K, picked up and started singing.
Maybe it wasn't well rehearsed.
I'm not sure what happened there. I'm pretty sure that that's what they've been doing on the tour is I think he's been coming out and singing. So I'm wondering if maybe his monitors stopped working and he couldn't hear himself, so he thought his mic wasn't working.
That's what I think because I couldn't tell at the beginning if he had it in his ear or not, but at the end of the song, I noticed he didn't have his monitor in his ear anymore and it was just laying loose on his shirt. So... I think that's probably what it was, is he stopped singing and then Matt realized he wasn't coming through his monitor and uh-oh, and so he started singing for him.
Yeah, I think it was just one of those slight mishaps that happens in a concert, but they picked up on it pretty quick and finished it off without too much.
I'll say I surely
nobody
didn't notice any problems, but whatever.
I think unless you were looking for it, you were expecting it.
Yeah, unless you're... familiar with the song, then you probably wouldn't have even noticed.
But it just seems a little weird to bring somebody out on the stage and then they don't sing.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Although, I was slightly disappointed that they didn't use more trumpet.
Yeah, especially since they had a trumpet.
They had two trumpets, and they only used one of them.
And I never heard the trumpet at all. They even played it for a moment, but I could not hear it at all, so it didn't even seem to matter.
And let's not forget the bison in the room.
What was the deal with the big white bison? I did not. Maybe one of our listeners knows.
I think we need somebody from Ohio to explain that one to us. Do we have any listeners in Ohio?
Are they from Buffalo?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm going to look and find this out real quick.
You do that.
But that's in
assistant.
New York, so.
So I'd like to make one more observation. Long sets are good, but when you're playing at that much volume, sometimes they need to be slightly shorter, I think.
Or at least mix in quiet stuff in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a whole lot of soft songs in that set. And an hour of just really, really loud music does tend to be rather wearisome.
Yeah, I agree. But after quite a lengthy interlude, eventually they got everything swapped out and Switchfoot came on.
It takes a long time to move a bison around.
Yeah, it did. Although, honestly, I didn't even notice when they took it down. So it just kind of snuck off stage.
Just got up and walked off.
Yeah. Okay. Before we move on to talking about Switchfoot, it is time for a quick word from this week's sponsor. This episode was brought to you by Floyd's Big White Buffalo Company, America's most popular brand of cumbersome replicas of ivory indigenous bovine. Floyd's Big White Buffaloes have been used on stage by many of America's most popular bands. If you need an excessively large paperweight to hold down your set list on stage, or just something large, heavy, and pointless for your roadies to lug around, Floyd's is the brand name White Buffalo you should know. Check them out on the web or visit their showroom in the Hipster District of Buffalo, New York. But the Switchfoot concert, tell me, what was some of your favorite moments from the Switchfoot concert? Also, interesting note, when Hardwicks think, they look at the ceiling. I don't know why.
It's in my genes.
I can't think of a moment of the Switchfoot concert that I didn't like.
Yeah.
I loved it from the second they walked out on the stage till the second they left the stage.
Well, I think my favorite was probably when I saw the guy with the spotlight climb up on top of the sound cabinet to spotlight John Foreman while he was crowd surfing and all.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's really high tech right there.
Like,
they've just got a spotlight and a guy climbing up on something really high. So
finally,
that we can see
a roadie job I can do. I can use the spotlight, handheld spotlight, and yeah.
And you gotta load the bison in the trailer.
Yeah. I think my favorite part, though, is when they let the guy from the crowd come on and actually play the guitar. I mean, that's just kind of mind-blowing that any band with as high a profile as Switchfoot will let somebody out of the crowd come up and play one of their guitars, which are probably really expensive. So, anyway, that was awesome. He did a really good job, too. This random guy just played the solo really well. But
I still think that when Drew went over and talked to him while Foreman was entertaining the crowd while they were taking notes, that he probably just informed him, hey, you don't actually have to play the guitar.
Yeah,
we have it plays itself. It's tracked.
It's a self-playing guitar, which is why it's so expensive.
Okay, just to fact check this real quick, Matt is actually not from Ohio. He is from Canada.
I knew that actually.
So yeah. Although, he grew up in Ohio.
That doesn't explain the bison, though.
No, sorry. Didn't get anything on the bison.
But speaking of fact-checking, that was one of the things I was wondering during the concert, is I wonder if anybody has fact-checked any of the things that they're saying during the concert. Was anybody else thinking that? Like, this is the first time we've played this song on the tour, and things like that. Do you think that they're true, or...
I don't know, but I bet we can go and pull up the set list. There's one from every show that shows up on that John Foreman fan page.
The other thing I was thinking is that pop punk sounds really out of date.
That's the thing I probably liked most about the Switchfoot concert is it wasn't just straight rock the whole way through, but they kind of did some interludes and kind of slowed it down, you know, quieted the crowd and then...
Also, was anybody else impressed with how much light all those cell phones could generate just by themselves?
That was amazing. When the whole room goes black and then everyone turns their lights on, it was like brighter than the lights in the room.
Yeah, I had no idea that cell phones all together could be that bright. So let me ask if anybody else thought this. Did anybody else feel like the Reliant K set was felt really rehearsed, as opposed to the Switchfoot set, which was obviously rehearsed but didn't feel that way? Or was that just me?
I think I was just you. Didn't feel that way.
I kind of understand what you're saying.
I've seen several Switchfoot concerts, regardless whether we've been to them or we've watched them online, and they're almost all very, very similar.
Yeah, I agree. But for some reason, the Switchfoot, I guess maybe it's because it's obvious that it's really whatever that word is. Where everything, you know, we're going to start with this intro and it's got all the video effects and then we're going to do this with this song and all that. I guess it was obviously a performance, so it didn't feel like it was staged as much. Whereas Reliant K, when they pull off their jokes and stuff, it's felt obvious that these are the exact same jokes that they have told every night of the tour. And yet it's supposed to sound like it's kind of off the cuff and, you know, unusual.
Well, I was amused by the different ages of people at the concert. Yes, I was sitting in the old folks' chair at the back of the room. I wasn't up rushing the stage or anything, so I could see a lot of what was going on. And it was like, you could tell how old somebody was by when they left. It was like every 15 minutes, somebody's curfew went off, you know. And first, all the really young kids disappeared. And then you had, you know, your 13 to 15-year-olds, and they disappeared. Until finally we got down, and the only people that were left were legitimate adults who were old enough to be out as late as they wanted, and families with homeschool, the homeschool families in the back of the room that never left. Did y'all notice that?
Yeah, kind of.
Also, I was judging how long that people have been fans by how old their merch was that they were wearing. Was anybody else noticing that?
No, but sounds like a fun observation.
I think the oldest I saw that I recognized was a Nothing Is Sound hoodie.
But yeah, good Switchfoot concert. And boy, we were exhausted, I think, by the end of the concert. But that wasn't the end of the night, believe it or not.
Well, we finally got out of the concert. Oh, goodness. I don't know what time it was. After 11, wasn't it?
It's like 11:30 or so.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
It wasn't quite that late.
And in true Hardwick style, we were hungry.
Yes, we were. So?
So we made a voyage. We made a voyage to the Waffle House.
In the somewhat scary part of town.
Yeah.
Is there any other Waffle House?
No. No.
Well, they did have their own security guard, so.
Yeah, when I walked in the Waffle House and realized that the guard was not just a cop who'd stopped by to get something to eat. He was legitimately guarding the Waffle House. Hey, I felt safe eating my waffles then.
So, yeah, that actually bled over into Friday because it was after midnight. So our Thursday-Friday concert had gone on for quite a long time at that point.
But don't forget, the time falls back an hour, but it doesn't do that until 2 o'clock, so.
That was the week
what
before.
What are you talking about?
Was it?
What are you? Yes. This was a Friday night. Thursday, Friday night. It doesn't even make any sense at all. I want you to think before you make stupid comments, Noah. So, yeah, we eventually, though, we made it back to the hotel, and we slept pretty good.
Until 4:30.
We slept pretty good until about 4:30, and then Noah got a phone call in the middle of the night, and who else would is it but actually our mother, Miss Carla, in the other room. What exactly
Why
happened?
Why were you calling us while we're sleeping at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that's what everybody's wondering.
Well, I had an epiphany at 4:30 in the morning that y'all needed to know about. I think I called Noah to tell him that it's not a good idea to get up in the dark in an unfamiliar hotel room without turning the light on, you know, to go to the bathroom. You want to know how I found that out?
How did you find that out?
Well, I took a tumble in the dark when I got up and ended up slamming my head against the box springs and then the bed rail and then the floor. And I looked like I had rushed the stage at that point. I looked like somebody got me in the eye with their elbow or their fist or something.
Just say it was a concert battle wound?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell everybody happened. But I appreciate you guys coming over and checking me and making sure I was okay. getting me some ice and tucking me back in the bed.
You know, if we had taken a picture of you and sent it to Switchfoot, they might have sent us something we told them that happened at their concert. They might have felt guilty about it.
Hey, I've got a picture. I took a selfie.
Yeah, but it's kind of late now. I mean, if we'd done it the day after, you know.
Just tell them it happened in San Antonio or wherever it is they are right now.
But eventually we got back to bed and we got up and we had a good breakfast and we went out. We went about our exploration of Memphis. See, from there, let's see, what did we do first? We went over to the Trolley Museum, which was not really one of the best museums I've ever been in.
Yeah, it was kind of.
And we were disappointed. They don't even have any trolleys running, so that was kind of disappointing. But we did get a lead on a cool spot in Memphis to go check out, which was the Harahan Bridge, which was the bridge that spans the Mississippi River from, you know, Arkansas to Tennessee.
Did you say the fridge?
No, the bridge.
Oh, okay.
The fridge that expands the entire Mississippi. That would be a sight to see.
Got some hearing problems from the concert, I think.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool because it was actually a railroad bridge that long, long time ago when it opened, they had modified to also include a pedestrian bridge.
1916.
Yep. So it was 100 years old. And they have since altered the pedestrian bridge and redone it so that it is still usable for biking and for hiking and stuff across Mississippi.
But it wasn't a pedestrian bridge originally. It was designed for like horses and carts. And possibly automobiles.
Yeah, that's pedestrian.
Okay.
Sort of. I guess ped means walk. But anyway, so we went out on that and we started out over the bridge over the Mississippi River and a train came by on the same bridge and made it rumble.
About 8 feet away.
Yeah.
It's funny. I felt the same way on the bridge as I did at the concert. When they hit the low notes and my whole body just kind of shook.
Maybe you were having a second AFib attack.
It's possible.
And so, yeah, that was pretty fun. We got to walk out over the Mississippi, and boy, it's a long ways down, too.
Does anybody else have this fear that when you walk on a bridge and you look down, you're afraid your hat's going to fall off and fall all the way down?
Yeah, I have the same.
But I have, like, a legitimate, like, phobia of dropping my hat off of a bridge.
You know, and I have the same, but not just my hat, but also my glasses.
My hat, my phone, my watch, anything that I'm wearing, pretty much.
Yeah. I feel you.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm not afraid of falling off, but I'm afraid I'm going to drop something off.
I feel you. Eventually, from there, we went over to the Bass Pro in the new, newly remodeled Memphis Pyramid. And boy, that was certainly interesting.
It was like being outdoors, indoors.
It was definitely interesting. It's like any Bass Pro that you've been to, except bigger.
Darker.
And even more.
Pyramid-like?
Yes. Very pyramid-like. Although, even from the inside, I didn't really feel like it was a pyramid. So, it's interesting because it's not just a Bass Pro store, but it's also almost like a little amusement park almost.
Yeah, it feels like it should be a Roller Coaster Tycoon level.
Yeah. I mean, with inside it, what all was in there? I mean, it had
bowling alley.
A bowling alley.
Which, hold on for just a second before we move on. Did anybody else find it weird that the logo for the bowling alley was a mermaid inside of a soup bowl?
I didn't notice that.
I don't know. That one just struck me as odd. Like, are we eating mermaids here or what?
Maybe. But that is something else that was in the Bass Pro. It was a restaurant. And fish, live fish in a pond, live ducks on a pond.
Alligators.
Live alligators in their own little alligator exhibit. And also, you could pay to have rides up to the top of the elevator, except they were kind of expensive.
See, they did that wrong. If it was Roller Coaster Tycoon, what you should do is you let them go to the top for free, but then you pay to make them go back down.
Or you let them go to the top for free and go to the bottom for free, but the bathroom costs $10. Hey, it worked.
But it was certainly an interesting place to visit. We certainly didn't buy anything.
No,
definitely didn't buy anything. But yeah, from there we started heading home after that and We got home and I think we rested up just in time for our Saturday, which included going to our cousin Penny's wedding.
Woohoo!
So congratulations to her and Riss.
Yay.
We didn't make any mistakes while running the sound.
That's right.
It sounded good. I didn't notice a single mistake.
Even though we couldn't hear the sound.
Nope. We had no monitor.
Penny, if you're listening out there, your wedding was beautiful.
And so that was pretty much the conclusion of our weekend. It was full. It was exciting. It included a lot of very testing moments because of stuff like falling, traffic, hotel mix-ups, and excruciatingly long Reliant K sets.
It sounds like a normal vacation.
But yeah, it was good. We enjoyed it.
And Penny, I'm really sorry for messing up your wedding pictures with my black eye.
So that's pretty much the conclusion of our audio vacation slideshow. Hope you've enjoyed listening to us talk about that. So last week on the podcast, we found out that Hardwick brothers are not very good at rhyming. So I have what is a simple rhyme game for you guys and to see how you do. So here's how the game works. I'm going to say two words that correlate to two rhyming words, okay? So I'm going to give you an example. For instance, if I say rodent dwelling, the answer would be mouse house. Does that make sense?
This sounds confusing.
I think so, but I don't think I'm going to be good at this.
It's not at all confusing. Look, rodent. You just try to think of another word for rodent. It's mouse. So what's a rodent dwelling? It'd be a mouse house. You think you can do this?
Nope.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a few and see if y'all can figure it out. And Mama, you can play too.
Really? You want me to play too?
Yes, I do. Because I don't think they're going to be able to do
it. I was going to say, I think that she's going to beat us.
All right. So this is, y'all can work together on this. It's okay. So let me find the first one.
Hey, no peeking, Mama.
The two words are dog coffee, but I'll give you a hint. The dog is our dog.
Coca mocha.
That's it. See?
That was good. Very
nicely
good.
Done, Seth. All right.
1 point for Seth.
Well, it's just because I say that one all the time.
Yeah, I do. That's why it came to mind. All right, next one. Okay. Building block dinosaur.
That's three.
Lego Stego.
That's it. Nicely done. 1 point for Mama. It was three words. It can be more than one.
I'm going to veto that one.
I couldn't. How else would you say Lego in one word?
It's
Lego?
Hyphenated.
Yeah, building block is hyphenated, so deal with it. All right, next. This might have been my favorite one. Insect pastor.
Bug Doug?
That's it. You want to try thinking of one?
I got one.
Okay, Mama.
Sweet mucus.
Sugar pudding?
Sugar booger.
Sugar booger. Yes, that's right.
Got it. One of y'all want to try?
Number in currency?
Number in currency.
Something money? What's a number that rhymes with money?
Money, buck, dollar. Is this... really going to rhyme, Noah?
I'm stumped.
Five and dime? It doesn't rhyme.
No, that's three words. Although you did say the and in the first part. But nice try. Also, it didn't rhyme.
How about this one? Bluegrass poultry.
Kentucky fried chicken.
Chicken licking?
No.
I think it's fiddling chicken.
Picking chicken.
Picking chicken is it.
Got it. Nice one, Mom.
Thanks.
Hey, fiddlin' chicken almost rhymes.
Fiddlin' chicken. I like that image it creates in my head.
Okay. Amusement hair.
Amusement. Fun. Enjoy. A fun bun? Eh?
No, you're incorrect.
I give up.
You were really close. It was funny bunny.
I was thinking rabbit, but I couldn't think of anything that rhymes with
hair.
Rabbit.
Hair. Okay.
Oh, okay. Good. Good job.
All right, so I think that'll wrap it up for this game.
But you should send us some.
But you should definitely send us some through our website, which is
HardwickPodcast.com.
And through our Facebook page, which is
Facebook.com/HardwickPodcast.
And so either you can try to stump us or just tell us how much you liked our game. Just say something nice. That'd be great. All right. So are we going to wrap this up?
Sure.
Thanks for letting me hang around and be on the podcast tonight. It was fine.
Absolutely. Anytime. This is the segment of the show where we ask Noah for wisdom. Noah, any words of wisdom?
Don't do anything that will make Google angry at you, because they will delete your account, and life without Google is hard.
Wow, that's pretty profound. I think that's in the Bible, or maybe it's in the Message. I forget which one.
And don't walk around in motel rooms without turning the light on.
Yeah. See, this is life lessons well learned.
Don't put boogers in your pudding.
Absolutely. I have to remind myself of that all the time. All right. So thank you for listening. This has been a good episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Come back next time for episode 12. Everybody, say farewell.
Farewell.
Adios.
Bye.
See you later, everybody. Thanks for listening. This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.